marks the conclusion of our worship time and into a significant moment of the Maundy-Thursday service, and that is called the stripping of the altar. In some ways, it is a transition between Maundy-Thursday and the events of Good Friday. During the stripping of the altar, I will hand off the items that are here in the chancel as well as the communion elements to our ladies, Carol and Jeanette. As the altar is stripped. While that is happening, Rob Schultz is going to read Psalm 22. Now, why Psalm 22? Psalm 22 was the psalm Jesus was referencing on the cross. When Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He was referencing not just the first verse of Psalm 22, but the entire psalm. That's how they didn't have numbering systems in Judaism at this time for the psalms. You simply referred to the psalm by the first line. Jesus was really bringing to mind all the words in Psalm 22. You'll notice the tone change in Psalm 22 as Rob reads it. It's a very dark, dark psalm. Dogs are down below me. We can picture Jesus just thinking of the soldiers down below him. Yet it ends with great hope and faith in God. So we're going to invite Rob forward during a time in which we strip the altar. Once that is done, at your own desire and prompting, you may exit the sanctuary. Our Good Friday service continues tomorrow evening at 7 p.m.
Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb, and you made me trust you at my mother's breast. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. They lay me in the dust of death. For dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. And stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. for he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it.